senior lecturer in the Department of Management Studies at the Caithill campus of the University of the West Indies, is Dr. Dwayne Devenish. He's discussing with us our failure to transfer enough knowledge from the academy to the world of work in Barbados, a situation that is resulting in far too many complaints about a dysfunctional work environment and a lack of efficiency in both the public and private sectors. We've already heard Dr. Devenish speak about reforms at Caithill, reforms that are placing more emphasis on practical exposure for students. Today, he expands on that.
For example, our tourism management, MSc, in tourism management, we have a course called hospitality management. And within that course, at least every two Fridays or every other Friday, students performing that particular course requirement have to be attached to a hotel or a hospitality business to fulfill, key managerial or support key managerial roles. Now, this provided something that universities typically didn't have in the traditional sense. That is the experiential practical component.
Dr. Devenish adds.
Now, the complaints that have been lodged at the university in terms of the graduate not transferring knowledge or skills as fast or as efficient as they would cannot be placed at the feet of University of West Indies alone. Because going back to the analogy, as any product, a product is also fit for purpose when it is used when it's used in appropriate means. For example, an employer now comes in as a consumer. So he or she absorbs that graduate. But if he or she does not create the enabling environment in that particular workspace or in that context, then the product will be seen as deficient because the product is not being used fit for purpose. It's not being placed in a context with the adequate resources for those skills transfer opportunities to take place.
And he says that responsibility is shared between the employer and the university.
In our curriculum review, for example, we are approaching industry to find out exactly what are the particular skill requirements that they need. But in that conversation, we're also giving them consultation and advice that, if we're going to give you, for example, a course on problem solving, because those are the skills now for what we call the fourth industrial revolution, where we're going through the digital economy and so on, then you need to ensure that in your workplace, you can allow for that. Let me give you a typical example. I've taught a course where in statistics, where there was a requirement of the use of software, because we've moved away from just doing manual calculations for statistics, because that's not what the industry wants. They want people who can use software to generate statistical applications and analysis to inform decisions, whether it be in the central bank or in any organization that requires statistics. Now, imagine training 100 to 200 graduates every semester, and by the end of 3 years for a full-time student, transition into the world of work, and they go into an organization that says clearly on the ad, their job ads, oh, we want a student who can use SPSS or Excel for, but when they go into the organization, they don't have computers. The computers themselves are ill-equipped to carry the technology. So then the graduate then becomes, or is placed in a position where they are not optimally using their skill sets. And as you would imagine, if you're not using your skill set for some time, they expire. And then that's where now, when things change in the organization, that same person has to go back to some education institution to update. So we talk about reskilling coming to stream now. Because organizations now are forced to, because of what has changed in the industry, they bring in these new systems, the skills that would have been acquired, let's say, in 10 years, were never used, and now there are new sets of skills that have to be added to those current skills. So it becomes a cycle of requirements for graduates now. So that's why, again, going back to the certification or qualifications culture that we have in this country.
Dr. Dwayne Devenish, tomorrow in part 3, we discuss the importance of providing Barbadian students with what's called the soft skills. It's hurricane season. Is your roof secure and your valuables safe? Contact your financial advisor to learn more about home insurance. This has been Sagicor's Early Business.